Hey, Power Achievers, welcome to Designing Your Life. Today, we're in the month of April. This is the month where we are going to make it rain. So let's make it rain success. And how do you make it rain success? You do that by using the energies and taking the necessary actions that will guarantee that you succeed. All month long on Designing Your Life today, we are going to bring you that information. Do not miss the show this month. It is going to be so exciting, so enlightening, and you're going to be inspired to stay on track when it comes to achieving your goals. Does it get any better than that? I don't think so. You are going to recognize beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are built by design to win, and that it's your time to do life with power. So, are you ready to bring out your boldness and make it happen? Then get ready for designing your life today. Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Council. Welcome to Wonderful Wednesday. So we're about to wrap up the month of April. Have you guys been making it rain? In other words, following through on the things that you know that you need to do so that you can get to where it is you need to be. And throughout the month, I've been bringing you various energies that you want to pay attention to as you work on achieving your goals and work on getting to where it is you want to be. Which, by the way, we have an Achievers, Power Achievers book club that's available now on our website at designingyourlifetoday.com. You can go there and check that out by going to designingyourlifetoday.com/Power Achievers Book Club or powers-achievers-book club. So you can go there or you can go straight to resources. Click on where it says entrepreneur books, Pat's books, or books. And anywhere you see the word books, and it will take you straight to our book club. You will get there, and before you know it, you'll see some of the books that I've read that I'm recommending to you that will help you do life with power and help you achieve your goals too. On that higher level that you've always wanted to get to. Speaking of which, as we start to wind down for the month, we're going to talk about today, bold actions, uncomfortable but bring results. And even though bold actions can be, or taking a bold action, that can be really uncomfortable for you, it can still bring you some really good results in your life. So if you're not achieving your goals, maybe your routine is a little too routine. And we're going to talk about that. And I am going to give you four strategies for positioning yourself to take those bold actions. And then we're going to ask you a very powerful question. And then I'm going to give you a power action that will help you step into your boldness. So as we start to talk about you taking bold actions, one of the things that I wanted to point out to you that when it comes to making it rain success in your life so that you can reap the harvest that you want to reap during the month of May, you have got to act now. And that's a boldness. That's taking action. There are ideas that are floating around in your head, and you know these are really great ideas, but what you do is you either procrastinate on them or you need 20 people to tell you that it's okay and give you the confidence boost that you need. And when in fact, in your heart of hearts, you are so excited about this idea, you can see it from beginning to end, and you are not taking action on it. So if you really want to make it rain, there's nothing better than taking action. So act now. That is one of the things that you want to step into or do in order to get that energy really flowing in the direction that you need it to flow in. The other thing, as we talk about bold actions, even though they're uncomfortable, but they do bring good results, sometimes we don't take the bold actions that we need to take because we want someone else to do our thinking. So another thing that you can do to really move your energy along and be more focused is do your own thinking. Does that mean that you don't ask for advice? Does that mean you don't seek wise counsel, as Proverbs tells us to seek wise counsel? Does it mean that you don't do that? Absolutely not. You seek wise counsel, but at the end of the day, you make the final decision as to which direction you want to go in. This says that you believe in what you're doing and you believe in your ability to become successful at this project or get the results that you want. Sometimes we fail to take bold actions because we stay in the realm of daily routines. We get so comfortable. And even though daily routines and daily rituals are really good, because they make us feel comfortable, they make us feel kind of happy because we know exactly what we're going to do each and every day, and they give us a sense of stability in our life. And this is all good. These are all good things. But if you want to go to the next level, if you want to achieve goals, some goals that you've never achieved before, then you have to be willing to take some bold actions. Bold actions bring really amazing results. They bring profitable results. They bring the kind of results that really boost your confidence and your courage. And that makes it easier for you to set even higher goals. But here's the thing about bold actions, which makes a lot of people shy away from taking those bold actions. First of all, when I said do your own thinking, not only do we sometimes have to listen to what everyone else says, sometimes we fail to really just step out there and go for it because we're afraid of what people are going to say about us. I talked about that a little bit on yesterday's show when I talked about what we can learn from athletes. So if you missed yesterday's show, you want to go and listen to it. And also, on one of my podcasts, which was last week, I talked about holding back or not holding back. Actually, that was Monday. And so you'll see those reference links so that you can click on those if you missed those podcasts, because they're going to inspire you to really step into your own authenticity, because that's really what it's about. Now, bold actions, they can bring some amazing results, but as I said, they are uncomfortable. And why are they uncomfortable? They're uncomfortable because you're doing something new, something you've never done before. You're now positioning yourself to take a risk. And sometimes that's scary. So you really have to be in your own mind. You have to kind of be your best cheerleader. You have to say, listen, I know it's a risk. It's something I've never done before, but I'm going to crush my fear. And in my book, Start Winning, I talk about that. How do you crush that fear? How do you subdue your fear to the point where you don't stop yourself from moving forward? And so even though these actions are risky and they make you feel extremely uncomfortable, they also take more focus and more effort on your part. Why do they take more effort? They take more effort because it's something you have never done before. And now you are stepping out there and you're going to make it happen, right? Because this is something bold. You know you've got to do something bold to move the needle of your life closer to the success category. And as a result, you are talking yourself into it. You say, you know what, I'm going to make this happen. And the thing about taking a bold action that we must recognize is that it's anything but normal. And because if it were normal, it would be one of your daily routines or it would be one of your daily rituals. But it's not normal. It's something that you are not accustomed to doing. So it's brand new. And even though it's not normal, the beautiful part about taking a bold action, it's kind of exciting. And because you're pushing the needle and you're pushing yourself to a whole nother level, and you are challenging yourself to see what you can do, how far you can go, and where can you take your life, and how can you take your life to that level that you've always wanted to achieve? How do you get there? So bold actions will help you reach that goal, and it will help all of us reach our goals much faster when we start to take action on the bold action. So how do you do that? And what is this all about? As I said, I'm going to give you four strategies, just four simple strategies that you can use when it comes to taking bold action. So how do you get to the point where you can actually take a bold action? One of the first things that you have to do if you want to take a bold action is you actually have to become transparent. Now, that doesn't mean that you let the entire world into every aspect of your life. But what it does mean is at this point, you have to become your most authentic self. You can't put up a facade and pretend that you are, in other words, something that you've done something you've never done and that you're you're so confident to the point where, hey, you know what? I don't even need to do this thing because it's a done deal. Sometimes you have to become transparent in the sense that you're saying, hey, you know what? I'm about to take this bold action. It's going to be awesome. I know it's going to turn out great, but I've never done it before. I'm new at this and I am open to learning. See, people who are transparent, they're open to learning and they're okay with seeking information from someone who's been there, done that. And as a result of being transparent, now what happens is your humility is coming into play. So when humility comes into play, now you've just positioned yourself to go to the next level. It's very difficult to go to the next level if you are not willing to open yourself up to success. See, that's a big part of being transparent. When you become transparent, you're opening up to receive. But here's the thing about being when you're not transparent. See, what we don't realize sometimes is that not only are we closing ourselves off from the world, but we're also closing ourselves off from the possibilities of achieving more, of going to the next level, of learning something new. And when you can open up yourself to those kinds of ideas, then you are going to be in a great position to take that bold action, to follow through on that action. Doesn't mean you're not going to be afraid. You might be a little bit scary. It might be a little bit scary for you, but the truth of the matter is when you understand how to crush fear, see, the thing about crushing fear, it doesn't mean that you won't feel fear sometimes. What it means is that when that fear rises up, you will be able to crush it so that you don't stop yourself from taking that bold action, because the object of the game is for you to get the results that you want to achieve. You know, I talk about this in my podcast about holding back. Are you holding back? So you want to be sure that you're not holding back. You have to bring the best of who you are to the forefront and not be afraid of failure, not be afraid of criticism, not caring what other people are going to say. And we're not going to go into that again today because I talked about this on Are You Holding Back? And if you want to listen to that podcast, and I encourage you to do so, just click on the link at blog.designingyourlifetoday.com. You will see the show there, and in the show notes, you'll find the link that will take you to that podcast. So the first one is you want to learn how to become transparent. The second thing is realize what you have to do to get to where it is you want to be. Do you know exactly what kind of bold action you need to take to make something happen overnight, or to make something happen quickly, or to make something happen at all? And it's not necessarily about the timing of it, but it's about, are you moving that needle based on your own energies? Sometimes we have to have a talk with ourselves and be honest about what we're doing versus what we're not doing, being honest about if we're holding back, being honest about the fact that, wait a minute, I don't even know what it takes to get to where it is I want to go. So you have to realize what you have to do to get to where it is you want to be. And you have to do it to get to where you want to be. So once you realize that, you've got to be willing to do that. And that's kind of my third point. Be willing to do the work. Now, let's go back to the second point where it says, realize what you have to do to get to where you want to go. That is where you ask other people who've been there, done that, people who know how to do these things, people who have succeeded. Because here's what they know. These people know that they took bold actions. They know that they had to pull out all the stops. They know that they had to do something that they had never done before. So they couldn't use the same mindset to get to that next level, that they had to have a completely different mindset, a completely different outlook. So they're going to be able to relate to what it is you are wanting to do and you have committed to get done. So they're going to know, and they are going to be in your corner. So if you don't know what it is you have to do to get to where it is you have to go, you want to open your mind, open your heart, and you want to be a listener. You want to be like a sponge, and you want to soak it up. There are times when we want to tone it down because, see, we all bring this amazing ability to have answers to questions, to have answers to life, because there's something in us that guides us and say, hey, this is the way to go, or these are the answers. But there's also something in us that tells us, hey, you know what? Be silent, be still, and listen. So when you realize that you don't know what to do so that you can get to where it is you want to be, if someone says, hey, you got to take this kind of action, for example, Tim Ferriss's book, The 4-Hour Work Week. In that book, he gives exercises for stepping out of your comfort zone like nobody's business. So if you guys haven't checked out that book, you want to get you a copy of Tim Ferriss's 4-Hour Work Week. We have the link there at blog.designyourlifetoday.com, and you can click on it, get a sneak peek into the book. And of course, you want to put it on your bookshelf, because if you're one of those people who don't understand or truly understand the concept of bold actions, then this book is going to inspire you to take some bold actions, because this guy takes some seriously bold action. So his 4-Hour Work Week, Tools for Titans, I talked about that book on yesterday. Amazing books that will push you right out of your comfort zone and have you taking bold actions in no time. Now, I talked about the fact that you need to be willing to do the work. That one's a given. You've got to take action on your goals, on the action that you say you wanted to take. You know, it's great to talk about it. It's great to say what you're going to do, because here's the thing about going to do something. That's not a destination. That's constant movement. Okay. You have to consider it done. I'm doing it. It's done. And so be willing to do the work and step out there and just make it happen. You know, don't be afraid. There's a reason why it's called a bold action. Okay, the final point that I have for you is the key to getting started. So the key to getting started is to turn off the distractions. In other words, distractions that can come from other people, distractions that can come from everything in your environment. It can be certain types of music. It can be television. It can be all kinds of things. So you really want to turn off anything that's going to get into your head and cause you to downplay who you are, cause you to downplay the fact that you are built by design to win, or cause you not to live life from a position of power. Anything that's going to come at you and put you in this box that says, this is who you are, and this is where you need to stay. And don't go for more. Be satisfied where you are. And so you need to turn off those types of distractions and focus and, of course, act. It's just that simple. Now, I know these four strategies I gave you, I just rattled these strategies off like nobody's business, right? Like it was so easy to do. Well, you guys know I always give you my little caveat. It's easier said than done. But if you make up your mind to do it, then it's doable and it will get done. And you will get the results. Because even though bold actions are uncomfortable, they do bring results. Now, here's the question. The question for today is, how can you challenge yourself? That's the question you want to answer. How do you challenge yourself? How can you challenge yourself? I always suggest that you get a journal, or you can get loose leaf paper and put it in a notebook, and you want to write down, take some notes from the show. And even though you can listen to the show over and over, it is important that you kind of go and pick out the important points for you, and you answer certain questions that will allow you to move forward. Because even writing something down, that's a form of positive action that's pushing you closer towards your goals. So the question is, how can you challenge yourself? And then the power action that I have for you today, after you write down, how can you challenge yourself? In other words, what bold actions can you take that will bring you the results that you want? Then the power action is, write down which ones you intend to act on and when you intend to act on it. So write down the ones which you intend to act on and when you intend to act on it. And then one last point when it comes to the power action. Once you act on it, I want you to go back and write down in your journal or wherever it is you write, whatever it is you write. Write down how you felt before you got started. And now write down how you feel afterwards. Now, I'm not going to tell you how you're going to feel. You got to go through it. And I can tell you this. I'll give you a little hint. It's going to be amazing. You're going to feel awesome. You're going to be excited about it. So with that being said, you guys, bold actions, they are uncomfortable. They do bring great results. That's all I have for you today on this wonderful Wednesday. Remember to consider taking action and remember to do your own thinking when it comes to you being your most authentic self and when it comes to you doing life with power. Okay, we're going to be back tomorrow, and I'm going to go over some more energies with you that you can put into play that will drive you closer to getting the results that you want. Hey, you guys, Enjoy this wonderful Wednesday and do life with power. Hey again, Power Achievers. I want to thank you guys for listening to Designing Your Life today and hanging out with us all year long. This is your year to be bodacious. It's time to go bold. Pull out all the stops, all of those goals and dreams that you have, the desires that you have. It's time to make them real. You can have the lifestyle that you desire. It is not a myth. It is not fantasy. You can make it happen. And you can do that by staying focused, raising your confidence, giving yourself the self-esteem boost that you need, and getting strategies that will help you stay on point and getting the necessary knowledge that you need to get to where it is you want to be. On Designing Your Life today, we are so committed to bringing you information that will help you do life with power, that will help you realize all of your goals and dreams. That's why we're here. Our goal is to help you reach your goal. So you know what, you guys? You can help us by letting us know what you want to hear about, what you want to learn more about, and we will do our best to talk about it. Or I will find a guest that will come on our show and share their expertise with you. We want you to get the information and the guidance that you need so that you can get to where it is you want to be. Another thing that you can do is you can hang out with us all year long on Facebook or our Facebook page at facebook.com/designyourlifetoday. Check me out on my other social media pages, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and Twitter. You can find me there under my name, Pat Council. Love to hang out with you guys. You guys are going to find some great information. You're going to get goal posters. We have some really great things and great ideas to help you do life with power. This is your time to shine. This is your year to go bold. It's all about being bodacious. Step up, step out, and do what it takes to make it happen. Why? Because you can. You guys have a great day. You know what to do. Do life with power.